This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The Telluride Film Festival begins today in Telluride, Colorado. It's become the unofficial kickoff to Oscar season. John Horn has covered the festival for years. He's host of the arts and entertainment show and podcast, The Frame. Kai Rizdahl sat down with John to talk about this year's festival.
There are more film festivals out there than you can shake a stick at. What, I mean, you know, Venice and Sundance and New York, and what makes Telluride special?
Can I use a Wall Street analogy?
If you must.
It's the blind trust, meaning you show up and you have no idea what movies are going to be there. So they don't advertise. Other festivals, you know, a month, a couple of weeks ahead of what movies are going to be there. Telluride, you have no idea until you land. So you give them your money and they're going to make their investments for you. They're going to show you their portfolio. Maybe it'll be good, maybe it'll be bad. But you don't go because you're going for a particular film. You go because you want the experience. And the curators, and it's a little precious, but they don't tell anybody anything till you get into Telluride.
So if I'm a movie distributor, a big movie house, movie distributor, whatever, do I go up there looking to buy films?
Not really. I mean, Sundance, Toronto, Cannes are the big markets. Yeah. And most of the films that play at Telluride already have distribution in place. So there's no wheeling and dealing.
Okay.
Those kinds of people don't go there looking for deals.
You mentioned the lineup doesn't come out too far in advance, but it's out now, right?
It is indeed.
So who do you like?
Well, it's a little bit sight unseen, but the big movie is Steve Jobs, which is based on the Walter Isaacson book. It's directed by Danny Boyle, who was at Telluride not that long ago with Slumdog Millionaire, which went on to win Best Picture. Yep. There's a movie called Black Mass with Johnny Depp playing everybody's favorite mobster, Whitey Bulger. Yep. It's a movie about the women's suffrage movement in England called Suffragette with Meryl Streep. A lot of good movies. And I should say, Telluride has probably the best reputation of showcasing Oscar winners.
Okay, so that gets me to my next question, which is this. How important is, I guess sequencing is the word, sequencing of appearances in film festivals for, oh my God, we got to win an Oscar, all that thing?
Well, half of the year in Hollywood, 6 months, and starting in Telluride, is devoted to Oscar campaigning.
Right.
So that's a multi-million dollar business. And if a movie doesn't play at Telluride, it's never going to play anywhere. So if you go there with a movie that you think is going to get some Oscar buzz and maybe win an award down the road, you want to get the ball rolling. You want to get the momentum going. And it has happened, I think, six of the last Best Picture winners have either had their world or North American premiere at Telluride. So the curators are very good about picking movies. But it also seems to be that movies that come out of Telluride with a lot of buzz tend to play well with awards voters through the end of the year.
How come Telluride doesn't get a whole lot of buzz among general populace? I mean, I'm reasonably clued in, but I'd never really heard of Telluride. You obviously know about it because you're in the business.
It takes about half a day to get there unless you're Oprah Winfrey or Tom Cruise, who has a private jet who can fly into your house there. It costs a lot of money. It's $800 for the cheapest pass, and everybody waits in line. So you might be in line behind a shoe salesman from Kansas City, and behind you is Francis Ford Coppola. So it's very democratic that way. There are no like super exclusive passes that everybody's sneaking ahead of you in. You don't know what's going to be there, but then once you start seeing the movies, you're going to see what typically is the best of the fall films.
It is a forgiving audience, right? I mean, it's an audience that wants to like whatever it is shown.
A couple of years ago, I was there, and there was a film from Brazil that was shown in the festival, and the distributor sent the wrong print of the film. There are 150 people in this theater, so it's in Portuguese without English subtitles. And the guy running the theater says, "We got the wrong print. I'm sorry." And the audience says, "We're here. We're going to watch it." In Portuguese, with no English subtitles, two people left. This is an audience that loves movies, even if they're in Portuguese.
It's the Telluride Film Festival up in Telluride, Colorado this weekend. John Horn is the host of The Frame on KPCC here in Los Angeles. Thank you, John.
My pleasure.